WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
What is up, beautiful people? You are now locked into WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. It is Thursday, March 17th. Does that date ring a bell? That's right. It is St. Patty's Day, folks. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully you guys are all wearing green out there. And I'm sure many of our listeners from Mid-Michigan already sport green on a daily basis, seeing as though Michigan State is right in our wheelhouse. But, hey, today is just another excuse to wear green, right? We got a great St. Patty's Day show in store for all of you today. Later on the show, we'll be inviting Alex Sims, who is one of the newest sports reporters in the area for WLNS TV6. Alice is going to join us on the show to talk about her journey here as a reporter in Mid-Michigan. We'll also have plenty of tourney talk with Alex, so you don't want to miss that. And she'll even dive into a bit of high school basketball. All right, you don't want to miss that. Of course, we will keep you updated throughout the hour as the NCAA Field of 64 tournament is now officially underway. That's right, Duke is in session right now. Later on, and also I see Butler is also playing as well. So we'll give you an update on the games taking place throughout this hour, so you don't feel like you're missing anything. All right, and we'll also have Throwback Thursday for you. We'll invite Jason Ruff, our fantastic PA, with 2 minutes for Ruffing to give us a hockey update as the Michigan State hockey team will be in action tonight in the Big Ten tourney. All of that and so much more. To be a part of today's show, just simply call in 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. But hey, you know what's next. Let's get this party started with your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. All right, we start off by giving you all an update of what took place last night in boys high school basketball regional final action. Get this, folks. Charlotte topped Lumen Christi 75-52. DeWitt over Mason 60-38. Everett, they actually beat East Lansing for the first time this year. How about that? The first time the Trojans have gone down. They get a huge upset. A huge upset over the Trojans. The Trojans finished the year 21-2. And I want to give a big salute and shout out to Steve Finnemore. Pretty impressive season for his team, even though they come just short of possibly making a trip to the Breslin Center. Also want to remind you all that, hey, girls high school basketball semifinal action will take place in the next 2 days. Ithaca takes on Ypsilanti Arbor Prep today at 2:50 p.m. I will be at the Breslin as soon as we get off the airwaves to bring you coverage of that game. So keep it locked to WKR.org. And, of course, we will have coverage on tomorrow's Current Sports Radio. Also, St. John's will take on Detroit MLK at 1 p.m. All right, the Wolverines, they stay alive after a close game against Tulsa in the play-in game of the NCAA tournament. Thanks to 5 Zach Irvin points, including a 3-pointer in the final minute, Michigan was able to edge the Golden Hurricanes 67-62, the final of that game. They now face rival and number 6 seed Notre Dame in the second round. Also, Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman, how good was he last night? Also, Wagner, he was fantastic as well. We'll dive into that game later on. After winning their opening game of the NJ, CAA Division II National Tournament 90-87, the Lansing Community College Stars fell to Essex County College in the quarterfinals. The Stars were led by Williamston guard Jimmy Codette, who scored 14 points and grabbed 11 boards. Former Michigan State basketball star Mateen Cleaves has issued his first statement since being charged with sexual assault. Yesterday afternoon, Cleaves tweeted a statement saying, quote, "My family and I are devastated by these false charges. I am innocent and the allegations are without merit. We truly appreciate your continued support." Cleaves is accused of assaulting a woman in Mundy Township last year. All right, there were some representatives from all 32 NFL teams at Michigan State's Pro Day on Michigan State's campus yesterday. Defensive end Shalik Calhoun participated in linebacker drills to show off his versatility to the scouts. Connor Cook had an impressive showing and told reporters that his shoulder is now 100%. And Darian Harris, former Current Sports intern, had an excellent bench press, hoisting 25 reps of 225 pounds. That sounds like my bench rep. Good job, Darian. Good job. All right, the Michigan State men's hockey team opens up their postseason in the Big Ten tournament tonight in St. Paul, Minnesota, against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Coming off a subpar regular season, the Spartans will have to win the conference title if they want to keep their season going into the NCAA tourney. Now, Michigan State is 1-2-1 against Ohio State so far this year. And again, keep it locked right here to WKAR's Current Sports as we will invite Jason Ruff to break down Michigan State's chances in the Big Ten tournament. All right, despite holding an 11-point lead in the third quarter, my Detroit Pistons, oh my goodness. Yeah, they struggled and fell to the Atlanta Hawks last night. 118-114, the final of that one. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he scored a game-high 24 points, and Andre Drummond had 18-18, a routine double-double for that young man. The 500 Pistons are currently clinging to the eighth seed with 14 games to go. Their next eight games will be at the Palace with the following four against teams with losing records. So there still is hope. Again, they're competing for that eighth spot with the Chicago Bulls and the Washington Wizards. And the Detroit Red Wings will hit the road to Columbus tonight to take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, folks, this last stretch is really important here. The Wings are currently 1 point out of a playoff spot with only 12 games left to play. Now, a lot can happen, but long story short, Detroit needs all the points they can get, especially when playing against the Blue Jackets, who are second to last in the Eastern Conference. Face-off is set for 7 p.m. tonight. You can catch that one on Fox Sports Detroit amongst all of the March Madness. All right, that wraps up your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. Call in to be a part of today's show. You know that number, probably got it on speed dial. 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. You can also go to facebook.com/currentsports and even tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR. Without further ado, hey, how about we start the show?
Yeah, it's very exciting. We talked about it before the game. We wanted to make it to Brooklyn, and that was our main goal. We had to go there, go tonight and fight.
We were expecting this to be a close game. What do you think was the difference, how you guys were able to pull this one out?
Defense. We definitely won this on the defensive end. We had to get stops at the end and convert on the offensive end.
Were you getting discouraged at any point? Because you guys are usually a very good three-point shooting team. It never really fell for you tonight. Was there any point where you were concerned about that?
No, we weren't concerned because we know we can get downhill and get to the basket playing paintball. You know, when shots aren't falling, we can still win.
Anything that you'd like to see the team do better before you or when you face Notre Dame on Friday?
Play a little bit better defense. You can always play better defense.
You had great defense. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's up, good people? Yes, you are now locked into WKAR's Current Sports. Again, I am your host, Al Martin. Hey, it's St. Patrick's Day. Oh boy, does this day hold many memories in my mind being a young college student. Wasn't too long ago, I graduated in May of 2012. And boy, oh boy, campus at Michigan State University, it was insane to say the least, all right? So if there are any students listening, please drink responsibly. Be safe. All right. I know what this day entails. Folks, our phone lines are open. 517-355-9527. What you just heard was, of course, comments from Michigan's very own Zach Irvin. How big was Zach last night? Absolutely clutch. Clutch as Michigan squeaks out a close win against Tulsa, 67-62, the final of that game last night. I tell you what, Zach Ervin, I mean, just his Michigan team showed a lot of resiliency down the stretch of that game. You know, Tulsa, you know, I hadn't seen any of Tulsa except for last night. And that Tulsa team is pretty impressive. You know, I had mentioned before we got off the air yesterday that Shaquille Harrison was going to be a key factor for Tulsa against Michigan. Because, you know, looking at Tulsa, their front court, well, I should say their back court, is so big. They're so big and athletic. And Shaquille Harrison was just a man. Was just a man last night. He went 10 of 13. 10 of 13 from the floor. Are you kidding me? He played 30 minutes. He had 23 points. But the good thing is Shaquille got off, but Michigan did not allow anyone else to go off. You had, what, DeAndre Wright, 6 points. Brandon Swanigan, 9 points for him. Rashad Ray, 2. Markel Curtis, 4. James Woodard, 9. Rashad Smith, 9. So Shaquille Harrison, 23. He was the only other player. He was the only player for Tulsa's roster, I should say, that scored in double digits. So Michigan handled business, though. And I want to give a big shout out. Even though it may not show up in the scoring column for this young man, but Moritz Wagner was absolutely lights out. He was fantastic for this team. He came off the bench and gave Michigan much needed energy. He was great defensively. You know, he had 4 blocks, he had 1 steal, 8 rebounds. He was the X factor. If there's an X factor to point at for that Michigan and Tulsa game for the Wolverines, Moritz Wagner, he gets my player of the game. All right, well, without a doubt. Derek Walton, you know, 12 points for him. We saw, you know, Duncan Robinson, you know, he went 5 of 10. He was 50% from the field, 13 points for him. And Zach Ervin, a tough shooting night for the Wolverines. You know, what was so interesting was that the Wolverines, you know, they lead the Big Ten, led the Big Ten this year with 9.3 made three-pointers per game. That's how much they average on a game-by-game basis. And they shoot a lot of threes. They have a lot of good shooters on that team. And it's part of the reason why they were able to make the dance in the first place. Some clutch three-pointers to, you know, with the win over Northwestern and then beating top-seeded Indiana in the Big Ten tournament. Shooting is what they do. But it did not show any positive results last night, except when it came to crunch time. Again, I mentioned the Zach Ervin three-pointer when the Wolverines so desperately needed a bucket. But get this, they were 6 of 25 from three-point land last night. Oh, yeah, bad shooting night. But the Wolverines, nonetheless, it's all about, at the end of the day, if you win, it's all about surviving and moving on. Survive in advance. That is the only mantra when it comes to March Madness. So congratulations to the Wolverines as they will now move on to play Notre Dame. Notre Dame, a very, very good team this year. Very good team this year. They are the 6th seed. And I don't know. That's a tall order. In my bracket, at least, not that you guys care, I don't have Michigan advancing against. And I predicted that they would beat Tulsa, but I don't have Michigan beating Notre Dame. I just don't see that happening. So quick update, though. You know, games are taking place right now. As we speak, I really hope that you're not last minute and forgot to fill out your bracket and didn't submit it. But right now, UNC has a 3-point lead over the Duke Blue Devils. This is a 13th seed taking on a number 4 seed in Duke. UNC Williamson, the 13th seed. So a bit surprising there. And there's also another game taking place right now. Butler taking on Texas Tech. A battle between 9 versus 8, Butler being the 9 seed, Texas Tech being the 8 seed. And right now, with 4:06 left to play in the first half, Butler has a 1-point lead, 24-23. Oh, I love this time of the year. There is nothing better than max taxing and relaxing and just sitting back in front of your television and watching college basketball all day. All right? You know, for me, I don't know if you guys are crazy like me, but during this time of the year, you know, after I'm done with work and I go home and watch these tourney games, again, they're on like 5 different networks, right? And I sit there and I have 1 game playing on my television. I have 2 laptops, which I really don't need, but I have 2 laptops. I have a game streaming on both of my laptops. So I have 3 games going on at the same time. But also, you can't forget about your iPad and your phone. And I have two games going on there, you know, because at most it's about four games going on at the same time. And I have games on all of my electronic devices. Yes, I am that crazy when it comes to this time of the year. All right. And I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. So I want to invite right now the man behind the glass, our fantastic engineer of WKAR's Current Sports, my man, 50 grand. Isaac Constance hailing from New Orleans. How you doing, brother?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Al. Doing really well. And
yes,
sounds like you're quite averse to technology. Only four at a time?
Yeah, only four at a time. Only four at a time. Well, no, actually, so I got my two laptops, my TV, my smartphone, and my iPad. So that's five. At most. At a time. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's okay. Five.
LeBron's going for that amount of rings eventually. But, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's really impressive. Okay.
You don't do that, though? You don't sit back and just stream everything?
I mean, I go with two at a time. And I thought that was pretty good. But my eyes are not that good. And I know you wear glasses sometimes, contacts.
Oh, I'm blind,
those
dude.
Must just be supervision goggles.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm like, I don't know if I told you this, but I don't know if you – before I started really wearing my glasses regularly – the only reason I wear them regularly now is because I really love the new glasses that I have now. The Ricky Smiley.
Yeah,
collection,
it's a good
actually.
Look. It's a good look.
A good look. But, I've been wearing glasses since kindergarten, dude. You know how you're supposed to be 20/20? That's like perfect vision. Check this. I am -8.64. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Isn't that bad? Like I'm legally blind. I'm getting laser surgery. I'm hoping next year. That's runs in our family. So my brother, he actually had laser surgery and he said it changed his life. And he was worse than me. He was like -9.
Okay.
He was -9. So yeah, man. But anyway, my glasses get a lot of work this time of the year because I'm constantly staring at a screen. All right. Watching these games. But it's fun though, man. And the only reason I actually started this is one of our former producers for the show, Matt Lutke, who's now out in San Francisco. He was like, yeah, all I do, man, I have it on my iPad, I have it on my laptop, my TV is going, and we invite all my boys come over, and we just watch every single game. So that's when I started the tradition, like, yeah, why aren't I doing that? If it's there, why not use it? So that's how it started, though, man. But exciting time of the year. What did you think about Michigan, though, pulling out that play-in game? Because it's interesting. I heard some dialogue through multiple media outlets this morning talking about how the play-in games mean absolutely nothing, how many people don't even like the play-in games. But I would argue completely otherwise. I like to play in games. It kind of, you know, it's kind of like the appetizer before the main entree. You know what I mean? You kind of get in the mode of, you know, you kind of get to see how the broadcast is going to be put together. You kind of get to see the new personalities they have every single year for CBS and Turner, and True TV is what I believe True is the only media outlet to broadcast the first four games.
It was.
I don't think it was on Turner or TNT or anything like that. But it's very cool, though, because it just warms you up a little bit. I don't have any problem with the first four games.
I love them. And I had a friend text me yesterday. He said, hey, you know better than I am, and I'm too lazy to look this up, but why are the first four games two games for an 11 seed and two for a 16 seed?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it make sense for all of them to be 16 seeds? So my theory on that is, first off, that the NCAA takes what perceives to be the lowest 16 seeds, the possible lowest ranked, and in terms of RPI and just in terms of quality of the team, 16 seeds, and then the lowest at-large bids who will get those 11 seeds, because, of course, both Michigan and Tulsa, those were at-large bids. So
right, exactly.
That's my theory on how the committee chooses those teams. But
and now, what
night,
is it? It's like 36 at-large bids now, if I'm correct, because
correct.
of the Big East,
yes.
You know, taking one away. So,
yeah, that's my theory on why they do that. And I really like it because it also gives the teams that might not be so deserving of a seed, like Vanderbilt, for example. Are you kidding me? They were terrible. It weeds them out before the actual excitement of the tournament begins.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. And then Dickinson, or what were they called against Florida Gulf Coast? Dickinson.
Yeah,
that
Francis
was just
Dickinson,
a bad
right.
team. You know, they deserve to be in because they won their conference tournament. But at the same time, it was always going to be Florida Gulf Coast. So you get rid of those teams early and before all the public eye and scrutiny is actually on the tournament. So I like the format. And I liked what I saw from Michigan last night as well, because one thing that Michigan's done all year is shoot the three. And in the first half, it was not falling for 90% of that half.
Heck, pretty much the entire game, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what? They stuck with their strategy. But at the same time, they realized, okay, this isn't working. We need to go to a few different things. And the second half, it looked like Michigan was totally just going to let the game slip. You mentioned Shaquille Harrison. He was a one-man wrecking machine.
How about the missed shot from his teammate? It was a missed three-pointer. And Shaquille, like, he turned
that was an alley-oop, right?
I thought it
no,
was a shot.
No, it was a missed shot. Exactly. I'm just messing with you.
An air ball. And Shaquille times his jump. Perfect. Catches it. Slam. Goes down the court. Just he's a spark plug. I really love his game. I saw some highlights before we took the air on yesterday's show. Just kind of just trying to get my feel for what this Tulsa team was all about. That's a very impressive team. A very, very impressive team. And Michigan is very fortunate to move on now in the tournament. But nonetheless, again, they win. And, you know, moving forward now, Notre Dame, it's going to be a very tall order for Michigan playing Notre Dame. I don't see Michigan beating Notre Dame. They have to have a better shooting effort if they even want to compete against the Fighting Irish later on this week, without a doubt. Because, again, that's what Michigan does. They've lived off the three-point line this whole season, point blank period. So Zach Irvin has to play better, I think. You know, he can't throw up 5 points. I mean, that just can't happen. But nonetheless, this team got the job done. And John Beilein, you know, and I can't give Beilein credit enough for what he's done with this squad. Because, again, I made the statement when we had Adam Biggers of Today's U Sports on earlier this week, Isaac. There aren't many coaches that their best player being out in Caris LeVert, you know, and Spike Albrecht goes out. You know, you have a premier guard for your team. You know, two premier guards for your team go out just like that and are able to tread water to even have a shot at the end of the year to make a case to make the tourney, let alone make it. John Beilein, what he has done with this squad is so impressive. So impressive. He's a great coach. And I can just imagine. Just imagine if this team did have a healthy Spike Albrecht and a healthy Caris LeVert. Oh, my goodness. I can just imagine. They would have competed for a Big Ten championship. I guarantee that, Isaac.
They definitely would have. And this team, too, is going to be largely intact for the next year. So that gives them the opportunity to really build on this season, bring in some new recruits, and acclimatize them to the Michigan culture. Because this is a team that, against Tulsa, is Tulsa what? The Golden Hurricanes? Well, they weathered the storm. And
yeah,
that's the
did.
Thing. Tulsa had this huge run in the second half, and Michigan showed veteran leadership, savvy of the game, and just the ability to be resilient. They were resilient throughout the game. And Michigan, that's the one thing they did. I didn't think they were fantastic throughout the season. I didn't think they deserved a tournament bid. But with how they played yesterday, when they had the worst shooting game you can imagine, it's similar to what MSU does when Bryn Forbes is off his game.
I have to disagree with you on the not deserving to make the tourney when it comes to what they did in the Big Ten tournament. Them knocking off that run they had to beat Northwestern and to beat top-seeded Indiana, nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw that coming, Isaac. Coupled with the few upsets they had at the very, you know, during the Big Ten season, I thought they at least deserved a shot. So I think the committee saw that and said, you know what, all right, give them a play-in game. You know
what
I mean?
My theory on that, though, is that there was always a spot reserved for either Michigan because of the basketball program's history
Certainly.
And its fan base, or LSU because people, of course, wanted to see Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
LSU got blown out by A&M, almost got their score doubled, I believe, and Michigan beat Indiana, of course, in the Big Ten tourney in a huge upset, the number one seed. So I thought that Michigan just had the better end to the season than LSU. I didn't think that they necessarily deserve to be in over some other first four out teams, though.
Right. All right. What do you folks think? What do you think about Michigan making the NCAA field of 64? Again, taking on Notre Dame later on this week. Call in 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Also, want to let this be known. Right now, we're actually live streaming Current Sports via Facebook. Did you know you could do that, Isaac?
No.
Amanda Pickney, who does a fantastic job at WKAR, she shot me a text this morning and said, "Hey, Al, do you mind meeting up, you know, early this morning or before your show to talk about this new Facebook, you know, app that's on there?" And I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." And she came in and showed me that you can live stream anything. It's kind of like Periscope. You know what I mean? You just live stream video. So right now I have on my backpack, I have my phone streaming myself. And I want to have Connor or Jason. Yeah, Jason's kind of put up his phone saying he's watching the stream right now. Connor or Jason, because it's just on me right now. I want to have, could one of you guys come in and work my phone as the show goes on? Because we'll have Alex Sims in studio in just a second. She will be our guest for today's show. And I don't want people just staring at me. I mean, I'm a handsome guy, but
not as
handsome as Isaac Costas.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So if one of them would come in and just kind of float my phone around as the show is going on, so you guys can, if you're listening and want to get a visual of the show, hey, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports, or even at me on Facebook, because I'm actually streaming it via my own personal Facebook page. Just at me on Facebook. Al Martin is my name on there. But it's pretty cool. Facebook's always trying different stuff, dude. How crazy is that?
I like this, too. What do you make of the new emojis, though?
I love
them. The
laugh,
ha-ha,
and the
wow. I like it, too.
They're off the chain, man. My favorite one has to be the little guy, like, thinking. You know what I mean? He's, like, looking up in the air. That's my favorite one now. So, yeah, gotta love it. All right, folks, again, call in. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. Jason, before we hit this first break, Jason has an update on what's taking place. I know you guys are streaming the two NCAA men's basketball games taking place in the tourney right now. What do you guys see? Connor or Jason, one of you guys, hop on the mic, man. I'm curious. I'm not watching the game at all.
We're getting the scores back. Last we saw, Duke was down by 2 or 3 to UNC Wilmington.
Okay. It's halftime. It's still halftime, I see, there. So Duke is down 3 points. And Butler, what, a 2-point lead?
And Butler's also up 30-28.
Okay, 30-28 is that score. All right, again, we'll keep you guys updated throughout the show. Be a part of the show today. Call in 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. When we come back, we will invite for the first time live on our airwaves one of the newest reporters at WLNS-TV6. Alex Sims is live in studio. You don't want to miss that and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Again, happy St. Patrick's Day. Of course, Isaac Constance, our fantastic engineer, is rocking out too. What are we rocking out to St. Patrick's Day music this entire hour?
You know it. Yeah, this is the Dropkick Murphys. You got to know them, huh?
Come on, man.
Shipping
I am a brother
out to Boston?
From the D. Okay, I do not know. The Dropkick Murphys?
Okay,
that's
but the Red
name.
Sox. This is the Red Sox. Official anthem, if you will. Yeah.
I know the song, obviously. I don't know who makes it.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of the group?
Dropkick Murphys.
That's a dope name.
It is a dope name.
I will say that, even though I don't know who the heck they are, that's a pretty cool name. All right, folks, again, phone lines are open, 517-355-9527. And for the first time, we are live streaming the show via Facebook. And I'm seeing here, and you can comment if you want me to read any comments that you have about the NCAA tourney or anything on your sports noggin, or just to say what's up. You can do so by, again, add me on Facebook at Al Martin. And I see that one of our longtime listeners and my former play-by-play guy when I was with the Big Ten Network Student U for the Michigan State baseball team, Alex Yavarsky, says, what up? So, what's up, Alex?
What's up?
There we go. So, there we have that. All right, well, speaking of Alex, we got another Alex in the house right now, live in our studio for the very first time here on WKAR's Current Sports. She has absolutely been tearing it up at WLNS-TV6. She is from the Cuse, I believe, and she'll explain all of that and so much more. Alex Sims, sports reporter for WLNS-TV6, is in the house. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, what I love to do with first-time guests here on the show, to introduce that individual to our listeners, talk about your journey here to Mitt, Michigan.
Oh, man. Where do I begin? Well, I graduated from Syracuse in 2009. I'm originally from Boston. That's where I'm from. My family's still living there. Outside of Boston, Plymouth, the Plymouth Rock, you know where.
Nice. Yeah. So does this day mean a lot for you then? Because St. Patty's is pretty big in Boston,
isn't it? It's huge there. Yeah. So the Dropkick Murphys, my jam. My jam.
Gotta love that. Okay. So born in Boston.
Yep. Born outside of Boston, Plymouth, where the Pilgrims landed, of course. And then graduated from Syracuse in 09. After graduating from there, I decided to intern in a few different places, and eventually I got a part-time job as a production assistant for the NBC station in Boston. Did that for a while, and while I was there, I got an offer to be a sideline reporter for the Boston Breakers, which is the women's Boston professional soccer team. So I
wow,
got
cool.
That was really cool. I got to interview Alex Morgan, Sidney LaRue. It was a really, really great experience. And during my time there, I also freelance sports reported for ESPN Boston. So by doing that, I basically covered all the Division I high school sports in and around the area. So that was probably those three main things were what kind of kicked start in my career. Mm-hmm. A little bit. And then after that, I've kind of put a reel together, started sending it out to different stations. I didn't really care where or
Just trying to find a job. Yeah, trying to find a chick.
You know, anything. I could have gone to anywhere. I mean, there was no set place I really wanted to go. I just wanted a job. Eventually landed in Abilene, Texas. That was my very first on-air full-time job as a sports reporter.
Abilene?
Abilene, Texas.
Talk about Abilene. What's the atmosphere like there?
Well, here, I mean, actually, I kind of did want to be in around the Texas area to start off because I knew in a small market station, you're only covering high school sports. So my theory was, okay, well, if I'm only going to cover high school sports, I might as well cover really, really good high school sports, especially football, because football is my sport, my
right.
go-to, football and basketball. So being there, you know, I got to experience the Friday Night Lights atmosphere, which is really cool. So if anyone who's listening has watched the movie Friday Night Lights or has seen the TV show, that's exactly how it is in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just so they are hardcore. Every Friday night, the whole entire town shuts down, and they are just hardcore football.
I heard in Texas, I mean, that high school football is huge there. It's like the mecca of high school football.
You know, even the stadiums are bigger than most college stadiums. It was just an unbelievable experience. I also got really lucky being there because I was able to cover Abilene Christian University, which it became a Division I school right during when I got there. So I was able to cover a Division I college, also a few smaller colleges there as well. So it was a great experience, but it was really all about the high school football. So I got a really, really good experience being able to do that, and I was only there for a year until I got a call from a news director in Des Moines, and they said, hey, we have a job. We would like you to come down. Des Moines, Iowa. I thought, hey, you know, you're covering Iowa, Iowa State, two, you know, really big colleges. So I took the job. How can you say no to that?
Mm-hmm.
Did that. I freelanced for only a few months. That was also a great experience, but I wanted to have a more of a full-time commitment, and that's where I landed here, and I could not be happier. I mean, to be able to cover Michigan State, and, you know, all the pro Detroit sports, and the high school sports here is just so unbelievable. And
love it.
And this is, of course, I've only been here for 4 months, but being able to experience just the amount of, you know, heart and dedication that goes into these athletes, it's just an unbelievable experience. And I couldn't be thankful to be here.
There's nothing like it. And you know, we're kind of like extended fam here, Alex, because of course I got my start at WLNS TV6 mm-hmm. and working under Fred Heumann. Without Fred, I would not be here. He gave a young journalist, aspiring journalist out of college, a shot. And I've always said, covering sports here in Michigan, you get the best of all worlds, because I love covering high school. Because, you know, these kids are just playing for the love of the game. And the atmosphere in Michigan when it comes to high school sports is so unbelievable, as you just mentioned. But you cover high school, you cover a Big Ten college and two colleges in Michigan State and Michigan, which is off the chain. And you cover the pros as well. So you get the best of all worlds.
Yeah.
So congratulations on the gig again. You are absolutely crushing it out there.
Thanks.
And I got to ask, though, it's not every day we get female sports reporters on our show. It's a male-dominated industry. I want you to kind of elaborate on what is the toughest part about being a female sports journalist in a male-dominated field?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's numerous challenges. I mean, there's been numerous challenges over the course of my time trying to be successful in this industry. And, I was lucky when I started out that, you know, being a female female sports reporter wasn't being too out of the norm. I mean, females were starting to get, you know, doing play-by-play, color, all that stuff, mostly sideline reporting. But, you know, so when I started out, I was lucky. I was able to, you know, go into this with already kind of not like an upper hand, but, you know, there was already females doing this. Mm-hmm. But I think to start off, you know, one of the hardest things was getting a job as a female in this business. I think that's one of the toughest. You know, finding someone that can trust you and feel comfortable in, you know, wanting you to be a part of their sports team or their department, you know, help leading their sports team in coverage. I think that was probably one of the hardest things is getting that first job and knowing and having them feel comfortable and allowing you to do things and help them, you know, grow.
So with that being said, Alex, and be as honest as possible with this question, do you think there is a lack of respect when it comes to other males in the industry? Not everybody, of course, but have you ever felt like there was an overglow of lack of respect when it comes to females in this industry? And have you felt that directly?
Well, there's no room for mistakes as a female. There's no room for it. You gotta name every name that you're talking about correctly. You got to say it correctly. You have to triple your research for any type of player that you're talking about. Which in return has made me a better journalist, honestly. I mean, yes, you have to be completely perfect. And there's been instances where I've heard a male, you know, say a name wrong and they don't get ridiculed for it. As a female, We're gonna get some, you know.
The spotlight's on you.
The spotlight's on, you know. And that's fine, though, because I'll take it. You know, it's made me a better journalist. It's made me, you know, really, really compete in this all-male-dominated field. And I will take it.
All right. Gotta love that. Folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Alex Sims. She is a sports reporter for WLNS-TV6. Now, what's your favorite part about covering sports here in mid-Michigan, Alex?
What can you not love about it? I mean, you're covering two Big Ten schools, colleges. You are covering, you know, a wide variety of amazing high school sports. All the high school sports here are phenomenal, absolutely mm-hmm. phenomenal. And then on top of that, you're covering all the pro stuffs in Detroit. So what can you not love? You're covering everything that you would want to cover in, you know, as a sports journalist. You're covering pro, high school, and college. You can't get any better than that.
What have you learned from Fred? I love Uncle Freddie. He's family. What's working with Fred like?
You know, I am the luckiest person. I really am. And he is probably... He is the best boss I've ever had. I've been in this business for a while now, and I am so grateful to have him. In my 4 months being here, I've learned so much. He is the definition of the amazing journalist. I mean, even when he's just talking to me, like one-on-one, he asks the best questions. I'm like, Fred, we're not working right now.
Right.
You know, like, but I think it's just in his nature. You know, he can ask the best questions and, you know, get the best responses. And I've learned, you know, how to ask really good questions. And, you know, I'm blessed. I really am.
Fred, I mean, when I was an intern, I mean, that's one of the things that, because I was an annoying intern. And I say that because, you know, when I interned at Channel 6, I was so inquisitive and trying to learn more about the business. And that's I always tell, you know, our PAs and interns that I have that, hey, be annoying. That's the only way you're going to learn. Because if you sit around, you know, you're just going to be sitting around doing what I tell you to do. You know what I mean? But take advantage of internships. And I would. I would constantly hound Fred. How are you doing this? How do you come up with questions? I remember when I asked Fred, because I was also in awe of his interviewing skills, and I would be like, Fred, how do you come up with these questions, dude? And he's just like, well, I'm just kind of naturally inquisitive. And I kind of look at every single angle. But I also learned so much from him. And he is a joy to work for, without a doubt. Now, you know, when you look at – let's dive into the tournament now.
Okay.
Because you and I, we were both in Indianapolis this past weekend,
yes,
covering the Big Ten tournament. We got a chance to see Michigan's little run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now they're in the NCAA tournament. They got the win against Tulsa last night. So they'll be playing Notre Dame, as I aforementioned. And Michigan State, they won the whole shebang-a-bang. Michigan State still coming out and being just the number two seed. What did Michigan State really get out of this weekend? And what do you think they proved?
You know, as we talked to them early on before they went off to start the NCAA tournament, but they talked about, you know, they didn't care about, you know, seeding. Being a number two seed is actually to their advantage. I think they got placed in a really good location. I think where they are in the bracket, I think they're playing teams that, you know, will help them in go deep into the tournament play. I think what I saw from this past weekend at the Big Ten tournament was that, you know, they're deep on the bench. And I think that's what's going to take them really deep into the NCAA tournament. I mean, they had a 12-man rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those 12, 8 of them scored.
Right. Okay? Amazing, right? Well,
right there is a stat to tell you that, you know, whether Denzel's on the floor or not, you know, whether, you know, their key players are on the floor, they're going to find ways to put up shots. And I think that's what makes teams so successful in the long run in the tournament is because, you know, your top players are going to get tired. You know, and so if you can keep your top players with that full amount of energy throughout the whole entire each and every game, and you have your bench players performing and putting up shots, that's what wins games. Deep teams like that are what make successful teams go all the way. That's
okay, Alex. So they're playing in the Midwest region, and they will play the winner of. How interesting would this be if they play Syracuse? I got to know.
Man.
Okay.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started on that.
Because I have that in my bracket. I have Michigan State playing Syracuse, upsetting Dayton, upsetting Dayton. And if Michigan State does play Syracuse, I mean, you have to really be biting your tongue here. Aren't you, Alex?
Oh, man.
Do you have that on your bracket? Do you have Michigan State playing Syracuse?
I don't.
You don't. You have Dayton winning that game.
This is how unbiased I am, okay, when it comes to my bracket here, okay?
Okay.
Syracuse has had a rough season.
Yeah.
I love them to death. They're my alma mater, but they have had a rough season. I put Dayton, and I think Dayton will beat them, and I think it will be Dayton, Michigan State in the second round. And, you know, sorry, Boeheim, if you're listening.
Right. Exactly.
sorry.
Right. It's very interesting because I have them playing the Cuse, and then I have Michigan State, of course, winning that game and moving on to play the Utes, Utah. How far do you think this Michigan State team will go? I'm curious. What's your bracket look like? Who do you have in the Final Four?
Okay, so I have Kansas, Michigan State, UNC, and Texas A&M.
Okay.
And I think it's going to go down to Kansas, Michigan State. Michigan State's going to win it all. And here's why. Michigan State has played Kansas early on in the season. They're beatable. Yeah, they've posted the best record of any team in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. They're unbelievable on paper.
Right,
but
right.
When it comes down to crunch time, when it comes to do or die situations, they choke. And that's how they are as a team. And I think that Michigan State is completely fine under pressure. I think this one game and done type mentality that they've had, you know, is what's going to make them successful in the long run. And I think, you know, they know it's do or die time and they'll pull it out. And I know that Kansas is just... they choke in tough situations like this, and I've seen it happen to them before, and that's why I'm going Michigan State all the way.
And it's the thing, you know, when you look at that very first game that Michigan State, you know, played against Kansas this earlier on in the year, the out-of-conference game, and Michigan State pulling out that dub. Of course, Denzel Valentine was just, oh, my gosh. He has been just unbelievable. And if he, you know, it's a two-headed horse race between Denzel Valentine and Buddy Hield for that National Player of the Year. But, you know, right now, Denzel Valentine, he has, what, 3? NBC Sports,
yep.
USA Today, and most recently, Sports Illustrated. And, you know, he's been so good. But you look at how that game played out against Kansas. Now, granted, it was at the very beginning of the year. I do believe that this Kansas team has gotten better as the year has gone on. But I also do have Kansas playing Michigan State in the national title game. And just looking at how Michigan State, you know, and also the backcourt in that game was so, so overmatched, I think. I think that gives Michigan State the edge. But, you know, it's the tournament. Anything can happen.
So you got Michigan State.
I do have Michigan State winning it all, unbiasedly. But it's going to be a fun tournament. It's going to be fun to see how that plays out. All right, Alex. Well, before we get you out of here, I want to hit on the women's tournament. Of course, the women's tournament kind of gets overlooked during this time of the year because everybody's, you know, watching the men's tourney. Everybody's filling out brackets. Not that, you know, I really believe that women's basketball is kind of a niche sport, to be honest. But let's talk State really quick here, because I saw Susie Merchant and that team go through such a tough stretch last year. I mean, it got so bad that they had to go and reach out to the MSU volleyball team and Kelsey Kuypers just to have an extra man coming off the bench. It was that bad. It was so bad, they elected not to participate in postseason play. That has all changed this year. This team, you talk about having depth, this team is so deep. Ariel Powers has been so good. Tori Jankowska, Jasmine Hines, Akaya Taylor. I mean, I could go on and on here. They're a 4-seed, and they play Belmont in the first game of the tourney. How far do you think this team gets? And there is a certain number one playing in that same region. I think you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about. And I think that the first two rounds we don't have to worry about. I think they're definitely – I mean, but at third round, they're playing UConn. UConn is a three-time state national champion. I mean, they've won three times in this tournament. They are just unstoppable. And, I mean, we talked to the ladies and Susie Merchant early on in the week, and they said, you know what, bring it. You know, they want to play UConn. They weren't afraid. When they saw that they were forcing, they were like, great, this is awesome. And then we asked them the question, you know, how do you feel about UConn? You know, you could potentially be playing UConn. And they said, you know,
bring on the challenge.
Bring it on. And I think, you know, if this is the year, I think that, you know, if they can beat them. I think this might be the year. I mean, I don't know. Can they do it? Yes. Will they? I'm not sure. But I think they have, like you said, the depth. And I think, you know, Ariel Powers and Jasmine Hines and Tori Jankowska, I think that, you know, they have some really key players that if, you know, when they get in tough situations, which I've seen in the regular season games, when they played tough opponents, especially the Big Ten tournament, I mean, they're up against, you know, those tough teams, they know how to prevail. And I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what they need is a tough opponent, and it'll bring out the best of them. So we'll see.
Susie Merchant, I love you. I love your team. But I got to say, UConn, no. I'm not taking that one to Vegas. But it'll be a fun game. I love Powers, but man, UConn is so darn good. All right, Alex. Well, I tell you what, you and I, we'll both be at the Breslin. No turning up for us on St. Patty's. We got to work. All right,
those
days are gone. you know, we have two local teams actually from Mid-Michigan Girls High School Hoops. Today at 2:50, you've got Ithaca taking on Yipsey Arbor Prep. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock during our show, so I have to be giving updates via Twitter on that game tomorrow, but St. John's will take on Detroit MLK. How impressed are you that the Red Wings and the Yellow Jackets have made it this far?
Oh, I'm very impressed. Whether or not, you know, they'll win, who knows? But in regards to Ithaca, they have Kayla Bellis, who is...
Yeah, she's good.
She's unbelievable. I mean, she's a Division One, you know, prospect, and I think, you know, she puts up, what, 23 points a game on average?
Right.
12 rebounds?
I mean, anchor of that team, really.
She is the anchor of the team. And, yeah, you know, everyone says, you know, one player can't, you know, do it for the team. But she's got it all. She really has. And she really is the anchor of the team, like what you said. But, I mean, that will obviously take them far. I think they'll win it with her. You know, they're also very deep with other players like Maddie Brock and Liz Bentley. They're all three of them together are just so solid, offensively and defensively, both sides of the ball. I think they're great. So we'll see with that. But St. John's, they've been playing great. Not too sure about them, though. I mean, it's gonna be a tough game.
It is. Against MLK, because MLK is good every single year. And I've seen Detroit MLK. You know, I'm from the D, and I got a chance to see it. I remember those Detroit MLK teams from back in the early 2000s. Oh, my gosh. So it's going to be a tall order. But just to get to the semifinals, you know what I mean? To be one of the last four teams left in your class is very impressive.
It is.
So I'll be seeing you at the Breslin Center. And also, I know March to Glory aired yesterday, right, at 7 o'clock.
It did.
If people miss it, because I came in, I didn't get home until about 7:30, and I caught the back half of it. But if people missed it, can they still check it out via internet? I mean, how can people check that out?
Yeah, it will be posted on our website. It should be posted already. But, we have a lot of really cool we did one-on-one interviews with players. I did one on Connor George, you know, the Okemos star.
Son of Kathy George,
volleyball coach for MSU. So, you know, that was great to be able to talk to him. Jay Sarkar did one on on other players as well, and Colby Woolman, and you know that was really great too. So you know, definitely check it out. We'll be doing many more specials in this month of March.
Granted, MSU keeps moving on. Granted, knock on wood, right?
Yeah, I hope you didn't just jinx that.
Right, exactly.
But yes, we will be doing plenty of specials, knock on wood, through the month of March. So please check them out. And if you missed last night's special, definitely log on to our website, www.wlns.com.
So. Okay. Well, Alex, can you stick around? We only got 10 minutes left in the show here.
Yeah.
Stick around because I'm getting doing our live stream, and thanks for those tuning in via live stream. I have a few questions for you from a few of our listeners and viewers now. So, we'll pose those to you in just a sec.
Yeah, sure.
In the meantime, let's hit a brief second break. When we come back, we'll put a bow on today's current sports by, of course, hitting you with a few questions for Alex. Again, some of our listeners have a few questions for her. Also, Throwback Thursday is on tap. Don't go anywhere. Current Sports is on your airwaves. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. All right, Alex Sims is still with us. Again, sports reporter for WLNS TV6. Alex, we have a few questions for you. This one comes from Chris Bartley. Of course, you're a Syracuse fan, so we asked that question first. Is Alex a Syracuse fan? What's her opinion of the state of the program now? And I think he may be hinting toward what occurred with Mr. Jim Boeheim and the whole suspension. What do you think?
Oh, that's a tough question. Well, I'll always have respect for the program, and Jim Boeheim is just, he was coaching when my parents were there. I mean, he's just such, I put him up there with Coach K and Tom Izzo, and, mm-hmm. You know, I think right now they're putting the past behind them. I think what has happened, they're moving on from it, and, you know, I'll always, even when that whole thing was going on, I always had the utmost respect for the program, for Boeheim, and I don't think that will ever change. So
definitely, yeah. And I know Jim Boeheim, again, you know, he was suspended for 9 ACC games. They took away 12 scholarships, mm-hmm. and ordered that 108 wins be vacated as a result of the multi-year investigation into the university's athletic programs. All right, Alex, let's see here. Any more else for you? Let's see here. And Chris wants to know, what do I eat for lunch? Well, Chris, today it's a banana, and my coworker actually made a really cool Mexican dish, and I don't know the name of it. I don't want to butcher it, but El Chayo, who does a great job here at WKAR, he is so kind, and he made me, it's like a pudding. It's like a pudding with a lot of stuff in it, sugar and cheese and nuts. So that's what I'm eating today for lunch. So thank you, Chris. All right, well, Alex, I know, right? Exactly, right?
I'm all about that right
now. Oh, I can't wait. All I've eaten is a half-eaten banana here. So, but Alex, thank you so much. How can people follow you on Twitter and follow your work?
Yeah, I have two Twitter accounts, actually. So
two Twitter accounts. Look at you.
Yeah, so I have a work one, and I have a personal one. My personal one is at Alexandra_Sims, S-I-M-S. And then my work one is at WLNS Alex Sims. So definitely follow me on Twitter. You know, I'm really good at posting play-by-play stuff when I'm at games and whatnot. And so definitely, I need more friends.
All right. Don't we all, right? We all need more followers, right?
I need friends. Yes.
I will see you at the Breslin, all right?
Yes.
Okay, well, 5 minutes left in the show, and we have my man, 50 grand, Jason Ruff. It is time for 2 minutes for roughing. Here we go.
Detroit Pelicans.
All right, let's talk some hockey to close out today's Current Sports, and who better to do that than our man Jason Ruff, our fantastic production assistant here for WKAR's Current Sports. He is a hockey nut, to say the least, and also a play-by-play man for the MSU hockey team for the Big Ten Network Student U this year. Jason, how you doing first off, my man?
We're doing good. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Well, how are you celebrating the holiday, dude? You going out and hitting Ricks or Harper's or something?
I'm technically still underage, so I can't officially say anything, but I can tell you I will be watching the Big Ten hockey tournament.
I'm sure. Okay, well, tell us about what do you got on the slate for us today?
Well, speaking of the Big Ten hockey tournament, Michigan State takes on the Ohio State Buckeyes in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Kind of a deja vu from 2013. Similar scenario. 5 Michigan State takes on 4-seed Ohio State. Ohio State won that game 2 years ago, 2-1 in overtime. I predict a similar style game, but I think Michigan State might have enough to edge out the Buckeyes and advance to the second round.
You do.
But that could be a coin flip either way.
Yeah, it definitely could. And, you know, just the tourney has to mean a lot right now to this team, seeing as though how the regular season panned out. I mean, how big is this opportunity for Michigan State, Jason?
I mean, this is huge. We're talking about a senior class who has not gone to the national tournament. We're talking about a team who has talked ad nauseum about playing your best hockey at the end of the season. This is the time for Michigan State to play their best hockey of the year right now.
They play the winner of Penn State versus Wisconsin.
Michigan does.
Who do you like in that matchup?
I like Penn State in that matchup. I know Wisconsin has kind of fought for some seasons, but I like Penn State. They're just too good. But I foresee Michigan going to handle Penn State easily. They handle them all throughout the regular season. I see Michigan in that final game.
When is that game for Penn State and Wisconsin?
That game will be at 4 o'clock today.
Today. So, a matter of a couple hours here. Okay. The Red Wings on the bubble right now, trying to fight for a playoff spot. Both the Wings and the Pistons fighting for a spot in the playoffs right now.
But
let's talk Wings. I mean, what do you foresee for this team right now as we hit the home stretch
here? It's going to be tough. You know, they got no favors from my Chicago Blackhawks. Flyers.
Yes, Jason is a Chicago fan. He's from the Chi.
Flyers took it to my Hawks. So the Wings right now, one game back out of the last spot in the East. 12 games left, still plenty of time, but it's really going to be tough. The Red Wings have not been able to find that playoff groove. The streak could come to an end. You know, it's going to be interesting coming down the stretch.
Do you think that's going to happen? I mean, this is the longest playoff streak in North American sports history. I mean, I've said this before, but it's the Wings we're talking about. Do you really foresee that happening, Jason?
You know, I think this could be the year. And I think, honestly, I think the program kind of needs it kind of to step back and evaluate unbiasedly. Because, yes, you've had the longest playoff streak in the world. That also kind of gets to your head a little bit. I think the Red Wings need to step back as an organization and reevaluate.
Jason, I want to know this question because it seemed as though Peter Mrazek was the guy. The guy when it came to, you know, the starting goalie. We've seen him, you know, during the later part of the year not have a great outing, and Jimmy Howard has come in for relief. Is Peter still the guy, or do you see some competition growing
well,
there?
Well, as of right now, he's not, because I just saw this on Twitter. He's not dressed. I don't want to say injured, but he could be the case. Mm-hmm. Mrazek wasn't seen practicing today with the Wings, but Coach Blashill said that Howard is the guy. So, and I'm with you, Al. I thought Mrazek was going to be the guy to save the Wings bacon, too.
Definitely. So, I mean, because he was so lights out at the very beginning of the year. I'm like, okay, this kid's for real.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, how can people follow your work, my friend?
At Jason_R_Ruff. Hit up that Twitter.
J. Ruff. Hey, thanks a lot, my man. Great segment as always. 2 minutes for Ruffing. Well, I'll tell you what, we are unfortunately out of time. Time flies when you're having fun, but we will be back at it. Same time, same place. Thanks so much to all of you out there for tuning in to today's Current Sports with me, Al Martin, right here on WKAR AM 870. Take care. Have a fantastic and safe St. Patrick's Day, and happy March Madness as well. Be easy, people.